Now to politics, where the fight for the Democratic nomination continues to heat up. The next primary, Pennsylvania. It's considered a must-win for Hillary Clinton. This week, she launched 5 new television ads there. Barack Obama began running 4 and is outspending her in Pennsylvania by more than 3-1. Ken Goldstein is the director of the Wisconsin Advertising Project. He joins us now for some analysis of those ads. Welcome to the program again.
Good afternoon.
Good to talk to you again. Let's start with a new ad from the Hillary Clinton campaign. It's called Scranton. Before we go on, let's take a quick listen.
This is me in Scranton, where my father was raised and my grandfather worked in a lace mill. Every August, we'd pile into the car and head to our cottage on Lake Winola. There was no heat or indoor shower, just the joy of family. I was raised on Pinochle and the American dream. I still have faith in that dream. It's just been neglected a little. We all need to dream it again, and I promise we will.
So there she's outlining her connections to Scranton, I guess, adding to the long list of states that she claims as home.
Man, I don't know where to begin with this ad. So many people talk about negative ads and that the ads are not normatively good. Why would we think an ad like this, with absolutely no information, is normatively better than an ad that's a negative ad that actually talks about issues and actually talks about facts?
Is it possible, though, that this might be used to show a more personal, perhaps even a softer side of the candidate? There are those, I guess I'll just say, adorable pictures of her as a very little girl.
Sure. We see the adorable pictures, and we see her with her family when she was very young in Pennsylvania. And she's clearly trying to soften herself, and she's clearly trying to speak to older voters in Pennsylvania, of which there are a significant amount. Listen, advertising is often a symptom of a campaign. And what we see with the advertising in the Hillary Clinton campaign is they are trying absolutely everything, from being a competent manager to being a fighter for you to now being softer to trying to use negative messages against Barack Obama. They're trying to use every possible thing to try and get something to stick. This ad that we're seeing in Pennsylvania, this sort of ad is typically the sort of ad you would see right at the very, very, very beginning of a campaign. And this is the sort of ad we're now seeing at the end of a campaign.
I want to turn now to one of the new ads that Barack Obama is running. It's called One Voice. It's also on the air throughout Pennsylvania. Let's take a listen.
It's with your power. It's with your voices that we're going to be able to make a difference. One voice can change a room. And if it can change a room, it can change a city. And if it can change a city, it can change a state. And if it can change a state, it can change a nation. If it can change a nation, it can change a world. Let's go change the world!
And we should say the images that you're seeing there are from a number of Barack Obama campaign rallies. Let's go change the world. It almost sounds like an advertisement for a movement than a campaign.
Well, it very much is an advertisement for a movement. And this has been standard fare for the Obama campaign. It's a different ad than we've seen, but it is Barack Obama speaking to a large audience, showing his skills as an orator. That said, we don't get any more information from this ad than we got from the cute pictures of Hillary Clinton ad. But at least this Obama ad, they've been consistent. This has been their message. Barack Obama's been delivering their message, and they're trying to make it about his inspirational ability and, as you said, trying to make it into a movement. But again, not a ton of information here.
Yeah, what about that voter who watches this ad and says, yeah, but what's this guy going to do for me?
Well, we know that Hillary Clinton went on very nice vacations when she was a child in Pennsylvania and had lots of fun, and that Barack Obama, you sort of want to tap your feet to his ads, but I'm not sure we learn much about what they'll do as president.
I'd like to ask you about the tone of these ads, because a lot of people watch the ads, but since they run at various points throughout the day, they're almost like radio for a lot of people. You don't necessarily see the images. You hear the voice. You hear the music. How important is the tone?
The tone's very important. One of the reasons I think why ads that are negative tend to get more attention paid to them is the music, the style. It says, hey, pay attention. Something important's going on here. We all may not like to admit it, but back when we were in sixth grade and we heard there was a fight after school, we all went to the fight. And what I think advertisements with a little more kick to them say, hey, there's something important going on here. Pay attention. This isn't just that background noise that you've been hearing all along.
Now, that's interesting, because the ads that we've just been talking about don't necessarily have that kick.
No, they're Muzak. elevator music ads.
Well, Ken Goldstein, good to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
That's Ken Goldstein. He's with the Wisconsin Advertising Project.